This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
Are you ready?
And here we go. 2023, and it is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. And so let's see. SHOT Show's in 13 days. I presume you're going to go?
Yeah, and you just raised my blood pressure. lot of preparation.
That's one. So what are you hoping to accomplish at SHOT Show? I mean, business-wise.
So for me, I've got to get some partners for the school, you know, for discounts for the students and whatnot. That's priority number one. I got to source some new stuff. That's two. I'm going to start to get some content for the NGS Trade School YouTube and start booking some podcast guests for our NGS Trade School podcast. So those are my list of things. But at the same time, I'm developing programs for the school, and we're trying to wrap up a couple things with those. And so it's kind of chaotic these last 13 days, like you said.
Right. I get it. And then.
But at least I haven't written 2022 as the date. Everybody does that a few times.
Because I have all of this extensive labeling I have to do with various files and everything in the course of my day, I haven't had that issue yet. I'm shocked that I haven't had that issue yet, but I haven't had that issue yet. Now, for somebody who's never gone to SHOT Show, SHOT Show is one, it's a week of not being able to catch your breath when you're at SHOT Show. Because SHOT Show has gotten so complicated now that they even have a downloadable planner that you can put on your tablet so you can keep track of everything you're trying to set up and do.
Yep.
Do you even use one of those, or are you just doing it the old-fashioned, the old school way and writing it down on a piece of paper or just remembering it or what?
I do it the old-fashioned way and the new-fashioned way. I don't use their planner that they have. It's just one more app that I have to access. I do use the app for the layout because this thing's massive. You know, that's what a lot of people don't understand. They think convention. No, you know, it's your typical Nashville, Tennessee convention center. No, this is ridiculous. Back when I was doing Talking Lead, Lefton and I, we were a pedometer one year.
Right.
And we were doing a half marathon a day.
Yeah.
Just walk.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't realize how much you are doing when you go to SHOT. It's that big. And especially, and that was back when we were doing media. So if you don't know the layout until you get there, you know, because they usually don't release it So maybe this week they'll release it or something like that. You may book an interview on the top floor on one end of the building, and then you got to go three floors down to the opposite end of the building to get your next interview in 30 minutes. So you're almost full sprint. I mean, it gets crazy. The good thing is, like, for media now, they have the media room, which, I mean, that's nothing new, right?
Right.
Now, like, it's something that came up with. But with the media room, you can kind of schedule your guests to come there and do this. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that was the thing I was going to say. The one time that I've been on Radio Row, the only nice thing about it was I was letting everybody know where I was and when to come to me.
Yep.
And and the media room is even better because at the one thing that has over the media room is you have so much more room up there. They have coffee. They have snacks. They have interwebs. They have plug-ups. Whatever your game is, you can find a place over there to set up. If you're going to film, they got a place you can. They got plenty of stuff for that too. I think if I ever do go back, I'm probably going to set up and make camp in the media room. Can you leave your stuff in the media room?
I remember, I want to say like 4 or 5 years ago, there was some stuff that got snagged out of the media room. But it's not a regular occurrence. I would think you could. I don't know if I trust like important stuff like a laptop or stuff that has your life information in it. But it's fairly, I mean, they've got the guards at the door that, you know, only let you in if you are a guest of a media member or a media
member. I don't know. I mean, do you go on what kind of pass is yours?
I go on an attendee pass.
A what?
An attendee.
So I go on a media pass.
Right.
And I have there's varying degrees of media passes. I have one where I can do whatever I need to do. Because apparently if you have one kind of media pass and they catch you filming, they'll throw you out. If you have another kind of media pass and they catch you recording, they'll throw you out. And I got the one that just covers it all.
See, I need to get, I just thought of that. I may need to get you to let me piggyback off of Lock and Load Radio for a media pass because I've got the attendee pass, but I just remembered that. If I start filming and somebody sees that I don't have a media pass, they may jump me and kick me out.
I've heard all about the rules, and I've been talking to some people that are embroiled in a little bit of controversy with SHOT Show, but I mean, I've never really seen them, except for one time on Radio Row. I've never seen them actually kick anybody out of anything, but on Radio Row one year, the year that I was on Radio Row, Rob Pincus was going around with the guy that was the former head of the Brady campaign, and they had a representative going around asking for various interviews, and I was just agog. I was like, I can't wait to hear what you boys have got to sell. So I said yes, but then it turned out they were pushing another gun rights organization, which was considered a competitor to the NSSF, so they got kicked out.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, we are coming up on the first break. One thing that Zeke does is, he runs something called MGS Trade School. And MGS Trade School is something where you can become whatever you within their curriculum. You can change your profession for about the same price as a couch. So, well worth your time to go look at that because that's pretty impressive, especially with some of the things they've got in store and available to you. And that's constantly expanding. What's valid today is going to be expanded by tomorrow. That's the good thing about MGS Trade School. We're going to continue with some geeking out with Zeke Stout when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade Schools. SHOT Show is coming up. I'm not going. He is going. SHOT Show is one of those things where you can be there for the entire week. The last time I saw Zeke was at SHOT Show, and I only saw him as it was ending. We bumped into each other at the Starbucks, which, you know, that Starbucks right there, whoever's running that place, they're making like six big figures a year just off of bonuses.
Oh, easy.
That is a high volume Starbucks.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you think now some of the bigger name brands have pulled out a SHOT Show?
For this year?
SIG's not going to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
So is there like a controversy thing, or is it?
No, you know, I think what they did is they decided that for their purposes, first of all, they got a lot of contracts now, and they have to, you know, they don't really have the, I don't guess they want to spread themselves so thin to where they have to send a whole crew out to Vegas and send out a whole, I can't imagine how much. Well, I mean, you've had booths at places before. How much does it cost to have a booth at one of these things?
At SHOT Show, it's probably the most expensive of all. You know, NRA, if you just get it like a 10 by 10, it's about $6,000, which is still up there. Great American Outdoors is a little bit less. But SHOT Show, I don't want to guess, but it's way above those.
I can only imagine. SIG had the biggest booth out there, didn't they? SIG. It'd be between SIG and possibly, I mean, Vortex has big booths.
Glock's got a big
booth. Glock's got a big booth.
Aimpoint. I'm trying to think. I would think the biggest is, what's the group that owns Vista? You know, they own
Vista Outdoors.
Yeah. Because they squash, like, what, five companies? Into the one giant
right.
booth.
Right. Thing about those booths, though. I mean, I don't know if you've ever gone looking for a booth the first time, but like you'll be looking for numbers numerically lined up, and then suddenly it just goes into a whole nother lineup, like another line is crossing in front of it.
Right.
And you lose your spot and you can't find it.
That's true.
I've always had. The other problem I don't like about SHOT Show is how they have the different kinds of carpet. Because they have some carpet that's like stepping on sphagnum moss in the boreal forest. You just sink into it.
Oh, it's awesome.
And by the time I get done, I mean, when I'm done with the day, I'm hurt. All that fun walking.
Well, and it's one of those things where as those days, growing on, and your feet are sore, and your knees are sore, and everything else. You know where the good booths with the thick, not plush carpet, and you always try to walk through those little booths. Which, if I was a manufacturer that got a booth there, oh, I'd get the thickest memory foam, whatever carpet, because people start to realize it feels good to walk through your booth, and you're gonna have a lot of traffic going through that booth.
Yeah. The other thing is that if you put out some tables to sit at. At your booth, then it becomes a lounge.
Yeah.
Keep people coming by. And this is all gun industry. There's nobody out there that is not in the gun industry in one way, shape, or the other. This is all...
Unless it's like an outside meeting.
Right. Right. So, I don't know. The other thing now, you know, my understanding is that Vegas has gotten sort of dangerous.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, part of the venue, you know, and I haven't been to the two venue setup, so I'm just, you have probably, but part of it's at Caesar's Palace now, and supposedly if you go out into the parking lot at Caesar's Palace, well, you'll be able to score some meth or some fentanyl or maybe a nice sandwich of both while they're trying to pick you clean.
Right.
So. I don't know. They've been having shootings out there and all this other stuff, and homeless, and they now allow the vagrants to set up inside the casinos in some places.
Yeah.
And supposedly the, now I used to love the aroma of Vegas because in Vegas, marijuana is legal. And if you went over the, I used to stay at Treasure Island, so I'd have to walk on the overwalk over the strip to get to the Venetian and get to the Sands. And while you were walking on that bridge, you could just get stoned on the walk.
You just start getting all giggly as you're walking into shots.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to pass through all the restaurants. You're, like, looking around. You know, you got, like, I got to meet this guy in 5 minutes. Wow, look at that sandwich. You know?
Yeah.
So, and they, you know, even even back then, though, they did have cops stationed at the entrance, and they would reroute the people that were the vagrants that were trying to come in and all that other stuff, which I never had a problem with any of that because I live such a vanilla lifestyle now that it's, except when I go over the overwalk in Vegas. Otherwise, my lifestyle is vanilla. But all that being said, I just...
You don't even add, like, sprinkles to it or anything?
What's that? No, not really.
Like sprinkles or chocolate syrup or something?
I don't even... The only time I drink beer is when I'm grilling.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I drink it all anymore.
Huh?
And that's weird. I hardly drink it all anymore. It's not that it's weird to not drink. It's just, I never had any issues. It's not like I, you know, went sober or anything. I just quit drinking.
Yeah.
And it's been an odd but kind of cool thing. Like, I seem to feel a little better, but I have no problem with it. And you know, on a wild occasion, like I'm at SHOT Show, I may get a scotch or something, sip on it. The same drink all night, but it I don't know why. I have no reason. It just kind of stopped happening.
The last party I went to at SHOT Show, they were like, "What do you want, man? What do you want?" And I was standing beside Jim Fuller, you know, the whole what was that? Rifle Dynamics, the AK guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's drinking,
and then all of a sudden, he's like, "What do you want, man? What do you want?" And I'm like, "Sprite." And he looked at me like I was, he's like, "You punk little," because he was blown away. He was just messed up, and I was like, "Well, I just want Sprite there, Jim. I'm carrying a big camera rig here. You know how much this costs if I drop it? I need to stay sober. Thank you very much."
Yep.
Hang on for me. We'll quit this reminiscing. We'll move on when we get back. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. And this is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. A deadly storm that lashed coastal California with hurricane-force winds and torrential rain is far from over. Flood advisories, downpouring of rains causing mudslides and more. Bryce Daybell, Los Angeles area resident, talks about what he's experienced over the past 24 hours.
I went to bed last night when it was raining, what I would call torrentially, and literally was woken up around 3 a.m. because it was so loud.
There's still no Speaker of the House following eight rounds rounds of votes in the chamber. Pennsylvania Republican Representative-elect Scott Perry.
We are looking for transformational change in the swamp and the uniparty in Washington, D.C. that doesn't work for the American people, that works for Washington, D.C.
Doctors Treating Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin says he asked who won the game when he woke up. The doctors added, today marks a great turning point. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Zeke Stout. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. Are you going to be looking for a new gun at SHOT Show?
I will never say never. I would like to see kind of what's out there. I haven't really heard of anything new that's getting released, right? I've got my carry gun. We've talked about that. I'd like to look at some of the new Canic stuff that may be coming out. I want to go look at a couple of the 2011 companies, you know, Staccato being one, and there's a couple other ones. I think I've just been so goal-focused with what we needed to get for the school that I haven't really thought, hey, you know, let me see what all is getting released. I'll tell you one that I really want to check out, and you know, Rob Pincus has been working on this for years, but Avidity Arms and the PD-10,
right?
He just announced that they're releasing it. So I want to check it out. Concept's great. I don't think I've shot it before. No, I've held his prototype. I haven't shot it.
Well, I mean,
so that's one thing I want to check out.
Now, first of all, you got to, in full transparency, I'm not a big Rob Pincus fan.
No, I.
And the thought that comes to mind is that your 365 Macro is probably a much better gun than that gun.
Could be. But I never want to say anything better or worse if I haven't touched the other gun. Does that make sense?
Well, see, it doesn't, with that particular gun, just because of who it is associated with, it would not matter if everybody I know, respect, and look up to came to me and said, this is the best gun known to man, Bill, because I'm never going to have it.
Yeah.
Never going to have it.
So if it was dubbed by the firearms god to be the best gun ever, you would not have it.
No, I would not.
Okay.
I would not. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Do you know Rob?
Yeah, very well. I'm a close friend that went to his daughter's wedding.
I don't know what Rob's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what do you mean?
He was just in some sort of confab where he was the tactical instructor, where they were trying to come to some common ground on to find ways to stop gun violence. Everybody else right. on there was anti-gun, right? Rob, he's always wanting to get out there, and he'll say some really interesting things that could be considered incendiary, and then when you jump back at him, then all of a sudden he either he doubles down or he recoils and says, well, let's find the common ground. But, you know, for me, in my worldview, you have one set of values and you stick to it. And, I mean, Rob Pincus had a very big profile at one time in the gun culture, in the gun world, and now he seems to have diminished it a little bit just because of some of the things he's chosen to say and do and the people he's associated with. Because yeah. Rob Pincus was the one that got kicked off of Radio Row with the guy from the Brady campaign.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in the pro-gun argument, to me, I kind of feel like, well, you know, compromise is where you say to me, well, Bill, I'd like to not see 20-round magazines. And I say to you, well, okay, I'll give you the 20-round magazines if you'll give me national reciprocity. That's compromise. But that's not the way it's worked right. heretofore. It's always been, how little can we get by with them passing against us? And Rob seems to have fallen in with some of those people in the crowd, although, I don't know, maybe he's easily deceived. I couldn't tell you. But as far as Avidity Arms is concerned, I will never own one of those. Never going to own one of those.
I think it's one of those things where it would be a good interview, you know,
it'd be
if you still did. It would be a good interview.
I've interviewed.
Anytime, yeah, since all this that you're talking about, though?
Well, I interviewed him after the election that Trump lost, right?
Okay.
And I happen to have very serious reservations about the validity of that election. As a matter of fact, they published an article in Newsweek or Time magazine explaining how they did what they did. So they know they did something. We know they did something, and they know we know they did something. And you know, Rob was out there, and he was absolutely anti-Trump. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to like Trump. Who do you like?
Sure.
Well, he couldn't tell me who he liked.
Sure.
And then you know, the thing was, okay, Trump had a lot of baggage. He had a lot of baggage. He was very inexperienced. He was very bold, but he was very inexperienced. And he listened a little too much to the NRA. He needed to cultivate a little critical thinking. He could have listened to his son. I'm sure his son would have scared him, right? But, you know, I'm like, why is it that you were against Trump? And this is on interview. It's out there. And he said, well, he banned bump stocks. I said he couldn't ban anything. He talked about banning bump stocks, and then the ATF passed a rule about bump stocks, but it's not a law. He said, well, he did not defend it enough on Twitter. And I was flabbergasted that we were looking at Twitter as a policy-making device. It's sort of a news-sharing device. It's actually sort of a toxic place to be, but... And then
I think all social media
Yeah. But after it was all done, instead of him picking up the phone, because he felt like I had misrepresented what he had said, and I said, no, Rob, all I did was quote you. All I did was quote you. I mean, I screenshotted, I'm reading it verbatim, what you put up there. Okay? That's all I did. That's all I did.
Yeah.
And instead of picking up the phone and saying, Bill, I thought me and you were friends, why haven't you? He started Facebook messaging me. I'm still trying to run a live show, and he's Facebook. I mean, binge power Facebook messaging me.
While you're still doing the show?
While I'm still doing the show, I'd moved on to the next hour and everything else, and I'm just like, hey, okay. All right. You know, you're supposed to be all grown up and you got some Mensa mind, which is what I think he thinks he is. And I know I'm not a Mensa mind. That's the difference. I do not claim to be the all master being of time, space, and dimension. But the thing is, I also know how to research.
You're not?
No, I am not. Oh, absolutely not. You can tell that by my haircut. Anyway, I think you should go looking for a new gun. Not because you need one.
Yeah.
But you're just not like interested in it. And if it's at Avidity Arms, I would be very interested to see how that shoots. Because wait, you know what? We'll talk about this in the next segment. Got the next break coming up. MGS Trade School, that's where Zeke plies his trade on a regular basis. And Zeke has quite the book of knowledge when it comes to applications and the way he puts together his curricula. And that goes a long way. Because for what he is charging to reinvent yourself, you're getting experience and experiences that make that a little bit easier to put into play. So,
absolutely.
MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Zeke Stout, and we've just been having a philosophical discussion about why I would not buy a gun because it's associated with a particular individual, but I forgot to get into the whole gun might shoot pretty good part of it. So I would be interested to find out how it does shoot, simply because isn't it a single stack?
It is. It's a single stack. I don't know what they ended up with the final capacity being. But yeah, it's definitely, the whole thing was geared for them to have like the ultimate concealed carry gun. Of course, you know, 365 came out, 365 FL, 365 macro, and the capacity kept going up, and you're still getting the slim line to it. I don't know if they were able to stay ahead of that curve, but you know, it'll be interesting.
It looks like a very narrow profile gun, like sort of like the original M&P Shield, just with a longer grip.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know how the trigger is, too.
I would say either a Shield, or I would say more like a, like the XD. It kind of has more of an XD.
I've never shot an XD. You talking about a little XDS, the little itty-bitty gun?
I can't stand
it. Huh?
I can't stand it.
Well, it isn't I'm that not. I can't stand them. I just, that whole grip safety, that plastic grip safety. I owned one once, and I never shot it, because it was a really big gun. And that when I owned that, I only had one gun at any given time, and that was so big that I couldn't conceal it. So I had to go get rid of it and get something else. But, I mean, I don't know that much about it. Now, Rob Lethem shoots them, and I mean, I'm sure Rob Lethem shoots. I'm sure he wouldn't be shooting something that was a piece of junk.
True. Is it Lethem or Latham?
It might be Latham. It might be Latham.
Okay. I'm like, I've actually called him or introduced him as Latham before, and now I'm like, uh-oh.
He's a very nice fella. He's a very nice fella. But, I mean, of the guns that you've shot,
yeah,
not including the macro, because I know how you feel about the macro. You like the macro. of the guns that you've shot, is there a gun that you've shot that just shot so well that you were like, you still remember it to this day?
When the VP9 first came out, hands down, that thing was a packed drum. I'll never forget. I got a T&E version of it.
Right.
I want to say it was the month they released it. And I didn't shoot it for like 2-3 weeks. And I took it out to the Circle of Wagons training event out in Colorado and pulled it out of the box, checked it out, made sure everything looked right, put the magazine in, and this was at, I want to say it was about 10 yards. So not very far. But I shot bullseye. Sweet. Shot again, nothing. I'm like, is it that off? Shot again, nothing. Shot about 5 or 6 rounds, and I'm like, this is the worst shooting gun ever. And the guy that was next to me is like, hey, that's a good shooting gun. I was like, yeah, I hadn't hit the paper, but once. He goes, dude, go up to the paper. And I look, and all the bullets, all the holes were just making the initial bullseye hole a little bit bigger. So it's just dead on accurate. And it was, all the shots were going through the same hole. I was
Should have been wearing your glasses there, Zeke. Should have been wearing your glasses.
Yeah, exactly. I was sitting there complaining, thinking I wasn't even hitting the paper. And sure enough, I was going through the same hole every time. Yeah, that's the one that I got giddy about. I can remember being the most giddy about that. After carrying it for a while, I still love that gun. But after carrying it for a while, it just kind of became big. Of course, this was before they had the compact and the super compact and the itty bitty teeny weeny. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying. Everybody starts off with the big one and they start smaller. But the initial one, it just was a little big for carrying. Kind of like a little bit bigger. It felt, it was probably about the same size, but it felt bigger than the set Glock 7. So I was just like, And I went back carrying the Glock 19 and did that. And I carried the P320. Once again, back to the size thing. I just kind of wanted something compact. And then that 365.
The VP9, I had one of those, and I liked everything about the VP9. I even liked the magazine release. I could operate that just fine. For those that have never messed with it, it's on the trigger guard, on both sides of the trigger guard. And But then I started noticing something, and this became sort of an issue. If I moved the gun really fast, the slide would actually pop back. And it might take itself out of battery. And I thought something was wrong with my particular gun. Then I looked around, and there was a lot of people that were having that issue. And I said, okay, fine. So I got rid of it. So I haven't been back to it yet. Although a gun that I'm going to revisit this year, as soon as I can, is the Walther PDP.
I like Walther. I really do. And that's one I have not shot. I need to check.
Well, yeah, the one thing about it is that when I had it, I had the full-size one, there has never been a grip ergonomically that felt as good as that one for me.
Gotcha.
I love the grip angle on the P320. I love the grip angle on the CZs. I'm trying to reacquaint myself with ones on the Glock, but this one was the best. The particular day that I was shooting this gun, though, I was shooting a $10,000 2011 that was built as part of one. It was one of 10 sets. It was made in. It was paired with a Knights armament rifle that was done by Chambers Custom. Double compensated 9mm. That thing, when you pulled it, it did. You just sort of felt like a little thud vibration in your hand. There was no recoil on that gun. And wow. Shooting anything else with it that day, everything else was going to feel snappy. So that felt snappy, and I said, it feels snappy. I'm getting rid of it. And it never occurred to me to sit back and say, now, what were you just doing? That's my New Year's resolution, to think about things before I jump into them and make
That's
decisions.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, make decisions like that again. Make decisions like that again. But, the PDP is one I'd like to look at. I understand that the VP9 has... They've resolved that issue with the spring on the gun to where it doesn't do that now. And although, one thing, though, is that there's not going to be, I I think the next time we see a revolutionary gun coming out, it's probably going to be one that's shooting like, you know, impulse beams or, you know, or some sort of electromagnetic gun or something, because I kind of think technology at the moment has sort of reached its uppermost peak.
Sure.
What do you think?
Technology is, as far as you're talking about firearms?
Yeah.
I think we're close. That's one of the most frustrating things with me with SHOT Show, you know, call back SHOT Show. We've got some of the best engineering minds in the world in our industry, but we're not seeing a lot of innovation. So my question are we just sticking with what's easy and cheap, or are we reaching that pinnacle, you know, of technology for firearms?
It's a good question.
There are a couple of inventors, and I can't talk about what they invented because I signed an NDA, that have invented some really cool recoil systems that I've seen.
Right.
They haven't gotten anywhere with it. I don't know if it's just because the manufacturers thought that would be too expensive.
We're about to run out of time, but I mean, I look at like Hudson Arms, that pistol. Supposedly, yeah. that was a really revolutionary gun. It just never took off. And I mean, we could talk about that. Will you be available to do that next week before you take off to SHOT?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you.
Go check out Mr. Stout's company, MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. where a new reinvented education and trade costs you a little bit more than, say, a really nice couch at, I don't know, IKEA, perhaps. You're certainly not going to be getting set back with your student debt from there, trust me. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.